This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's, and we're celebrating fall with our new Pretzel Bacon Beer Cheeseburger. Made to order with a fresh, never-frozen beef patty topped with American cheese, crispy bacon, onion rings, and warm, gooey beer cheese on a fresh pretzel bun. Oh, yeah! Or get the party started with an order of our new soft pretzel sticks, served with a side of warm beer cheese. Festive, delicious, and sure to become your new fall favorites. It's Pretzel Fest at Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market.
and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field on the campus of Sydney High School, where tonight the Anna Rockets take on the Versailles Tigers in a Division VI high school football regional championship game, Anna and Versailles. Anna coming in with a mark of 8-5 on the year, having won five in a row. Versailles 11-2, four straight wins for the Versailles Tigers. These two clubs met in Midwest Athletic Conference play back in late September. Versailles won at Anna by a score of 41-14. It was scoreless after a quarter, 21-0 Versailles at the half. Anna got into the red zone in the first quarter, again in the second, came away with no points. Statistically, played Versailles very tough, had more plays, 75-53, 10 more yards on the night. First downs, 20-18, but committed four big turnovers and could not stop the Versailles running game when it got untracked in that second period. Last week, each team, Anna and Versailles, scored over 50. Anna defeated Tri-Village 56-51, and Versailles won 55-13 in a breeze over previously unbeaten Cincinnati Country Day. Chuck, last week, Anna Tri-Village, 107 points scored between the two clubs. Each tallied 50. The week before tonight, we've got two teams that tallied 50 the week before, last Friday night, Ann and Versailles. Although we don't expect a 100-point game tonight.
Last week was special. That was so much fun to watch. I don't know if I've ever had as much fun watching a high school football game.
Yeah.
Tonight, Anna does not want Versailles to score 50, because if they score 50, they're out of the football game. I think they need to keep it in the 20s. If they can keep it in the 20s, I think they got a shot at winning the football game.
Yeah, that's what I think. It could be a case of who can establish the better ground attack early on. Each team will want to milk the clock, hang on to the football, kind of compress the length of the game. Zach Osborne has been a big factor for Anna. 343 yards, 343 on 35 carries last week, Chuck. That's almost 10 yards per tote of the football. He's gone for 180-plus three straight playoff games.
Yeah, he was just amazing. I mean, they were hitting him at the line of scrimmage, and he was getting 10 yards. I don't know if I've ever seen a running back have a better game than he had last week. They're going to have to be able to throw the ball a little bit tonight, and one of the problems is going to be it's windy. It's colder than it's been, and it's windy, and those two factors are going to make throwing the football a little tougher.
If the wind is out of the north, this stadium is situated somewhat southeast. To north northwest, wind coming in from our left. Although I will tell you, this is a darn near perfect night compared to this evening 1 year ago when Fort Laramie played New Bremen. It was 19 degrees. Wind was blowing sideways at 40. We had one snow squall after another, and it was miserable.
Worst night I have ever watched a football game in. I'm glad I was in here with the glass.
Versailles last week demolished Cincinnati Country Day. Final score 55-13. Country Day had been unbeaten on the year. Tigers took them apart 28-0 to start the game in the first 5 minutes. Versailles scores included Joel Garrett, 4 rushing touchdowns, 1 receiving. Jace Watron, Aaron Boland, Ross Francis all scored. We'll keep an eye on Michael Osborne, quarterback for Versailles. He's got lightning quick speed. Didn't play, second playoff game. An ouchie injury below the knee, I think a calf, similar to what Joe Burrow suffered for the Bengals at the start of the NFL season. They just announced this afternoon that Burrow will miss the rest of the campaign due to torn ligaments in his wrist. But we'll keep an eye on Osborne. He didn't look quite 100% last week. If he is lickety-split on his feet, Anna has its hands full with Michael Osborne of the Versailles Tigers.
Well, that's what they ran into. He is a running quarterback. He throws the ball well just off of play action.
Right.
So they got a hold, and that gives him the ability to pull the ball and run. If they come up, he throws the ball behind them. This is a very, very good Versailles football team.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Key components tonight: each team wants to run the football and be effective at doing it. Anna's got to punch it in when the Rockets do get the football down inside the Tigers 20. Versailles very capable of passing effectively when you don't expect it. Key building components for these two teams tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. We'll have comments from our two head coaches in just a few minutes. 9-year head man at Anna, Nick Marino. 5-year head man at Versailles, Ryan Jones. When we come back, Division VI regional championship game, high school football, Anna Versailles, tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field on the campus of Sydney High School. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. 20 minutes away from kickoff between Anna and Versailles, D6 regional championship. The winner advances on to play the team that triumphs in a Northwest regional final tonight between Bluffton and Columbus Grove, two schools in the Northwest Conference, of which Fort Loramie will be a part next year.
Yeah, that's kind of scary for a minute to have two teams playing. But and I understand. I was told that game has already been assigned to Wapakoneta.
Makes sense.
So no matter who wins this game tonight and who wins that one, the game's going to be at Wapak next week.
Well, and a head coach Nick Marino would have been very happy last week to score 28 or even 35 against Tri-Village and win the game. He was not pleased with giving up 51, but did fortunately score 56 in a victory over the Tri-Village Patriots, who were mighty good last week.
We weren't looking to play a game like that. We were trying to keep the game a little lower scoring than that, but I thought we performed well. We stepped up. We kept answering the bell as they would score on us. We kept keeping the lead by that one or two touchdown lead and ended with the one touchdown lead there at the end.
And I know you were doing your best to try to keep men between Weir and the end zone, but still his blinding speed can make you look bad at times.
Yeah, he got outside. He got leverage on us a few times, and we got to do a better job of leveraging a guy that's that fast. So that was a big thing. I mean, we know he's a good football player, and I'm glad we won't see him anymore.
I thought defensively you did a pretty good job containing the quarterback. He threw a couple picks. He did hit a few receivers open, middle of the field, but yet at the same time, he didn't hurt you badly with the forward pass, and you did get some pressure on him, didn't sack him, but yeah, hurried him a little bit.
Yeah, I thought we had to get a good rush there and get a push at him, you know. Nolan Wilt doing a good job in the middle, a couple tackles for loss in the game, you know. I thought we played the run decently well early, you know, stuffed it up. And then we kind of let that kid get rolling on us.
Talk about Trevor Roberts. He's played very well for you defensively against the rush.
Yeah, he's a good solid run defender. Him and Alex Poppelman do a good job playing linebackers in the middle. Got to get off blocks this week. I mean, it's a big deal. They're going to run the ball. It's going to be a C-gap off tackle, try to pound you football scheme. So we got to make sure we're physical on the edges there and we're getting off blocks and tackling another good back this week.
We'll probably never see a kickoff game again like we saw last week, possession after possession, 38, 40, 42-yard line. Tell me what happened no doubt both teams trying to keep it away from speed on the other end of the field.
Yeah, I mean, we knew the 25 had returned two touchdowns the week before, so we were trying to kick away from him. We didn't always do it perfectly.
Yeah.
Obviously, the first touchdown we gave up was a kickoff where he got to the ball. So we were trying to kick away from him, and I had a couple little missed kicks there, I guess you could say, that didn't go where they were supposed to. Definitely not a normal kicking game that we usually want to kick the ball deep and play more field position.
Hey, Osborne, exceptional again. His junior year has been remarkable. I think 700-plus yards on the ground the last 3 weeks. Did he take the offensive line, each one of them, out to dinner this past week?
He did not. No, the offensive line's doing a great job opening up holes for him, and he's hitting them hard. So we got to continue to do that. He started to run through arm tackles. You see that early in the year he was going down when people were tackling him, and he had sprained his ankle, I guess, back at the St. Henry game, and he took him a few weeks to get back to full speed. He's finally looking like he's hitting on all cylinders right now, so we got to keep that rolling.
Yeah, highlight the offensive line, player by player, one by one. They have been phenomenal and have gotten stronger, it seems like, as games go on.
Yeah, I mean, and we got three seniors on the offensive line. The three-year starter there's Lane Howell, done a great job. He was injured. He's been injured since before the Versailles game. So last Versailles game. So he came back week two of the playoffs, and he's playing good football. He's our most physical kid. You got Tony Garrett playing the other guard. He was actually out for the Versailles game as well last time. So another physical guard playing well. Mason Hughes, undersized tackle, but he gets the job done. He's physical. His technique's there. He likes to drop the pads and does a good job, as well as Nolan Howe at center. Lane and him are cousins. But Nolan's a little undersized center, but he gets the job done. He's a physical blocker at center. We always joke around about how big he really is, because he gets the job done. And the last one being Nolan Wilt, sophomore, that starts both ways and doesn't come off the field. And he's been a good physical guy in the run game as well. So really, really enjoy coaching those kids, and they're doing a good job.
Your quarterback, Alex Chappie, enjoys running behind that offensive line too. And he can run it some more, can he?
Yeah, we try to mix that in a little bit. You know, got to keep the defense honest, because can't get all their eyes on one guy. So he's a good runner. He's deceptively, he's not the fastest kid, but he can find a hole. He's athletic enough and patient enough to wait on things to open, and he can run over some guys if he needs to.
Yep. Progress of Aaron Chappie. I know he's been nicked up a little bit here late in the campaign.
Yeah, he should be more full strength this week. We're hoping to get him moving on a little bit on offense, and definitely playing well on defense for us at corner. So,
Nick Marino, head coach, Anna Rockets, before tonight's regional championship game in D6 between Anna and Versailles. You've alluded to the Tigers. They've got another Osborne who's a dynamite runner, plays quarterback for them.
Yeah.
He's getting healthier and healthier. They run the ball so well, and you ran it well, moved it beautifully against Versailles, and it did in the regular season game. More first downs, more yards, more time of possession, but didn't score in the red zone when you had to. Point of emphasis, I'm sure, heading into this big game tonight.
Oh, yeah. Red zone offense has been a big deal for us. We've got to punch the football in there. We're hoping with our healthier linemen we can run it down there a little bit more than last time. We had a couple guys that had to rotate in there that didn't run our typical starters. So we're hoping to be more physical down there in the run game, and we got to come away with points. You can't be inside the five against a team like them multiple times in the first half and not score. So we got to do that, as well as, they're a good football team. They're going to run the ball. It's going to be a physical matchup. It's going to be a MAC football type matchup, obviously. They get their Tiger ball, and we want to make sure we can stuff the edges and keep them from running on us. It's more of the matchup this week. Last week was all about the pass. This week it's all about the run, and then finding ways to win on third down too.
Words of Nick Marino, head coach of the Anna Rockets. Meanwhile, Ryan Jones, head man at Versailles, talked about the Tigers' playoff run and the regular season, which concluded with a big one-touchdown victory over the Minster Wildcats. Highlight your season ender here at home against Minster. You won up to 7. Real good, competitive, physical game. The kind of contest you really needed. to prepare your club for the playoffs and get ready for the tournament.
Yeah, Minster's a very good team. We knew that it was really going to be an evenly matched game, and they didn't disappoint for sure. Very physical football team, and it was tough sled most of the night. You know, I felt that our guys made some good adjustments. We hit some plays when we needed them. You know, it was a tough physical game. We've been in some close matchups earlier this year with Coldwater and Marion Local. Came out on the short end of those. You know, we thought we could have won, but we were able to get this win in a similar fashion. Just happened to make a couple more plays here and there. But those are two good teams that were evenly matched. We were fortunate enough to come out on top, make some plays through the air when we needed it. Ran the ball well in the second half to be able to kind of maintain possession, keep the ball out of their offensive hands. And it was a good win to end the season for the seniors on senior night, a good win to get some confidence going into the playoffs. And so, you know, that's something that we really built on since that Week 10 game.
Strength of schedule, so important. I think between Versailles and Anna, the two clubs have probably played 16 foes this year between the two teams that have 10 wins or more. Wow, when you have a schedule that's that potent, that strong, you can't help but be tournament ready.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the benefits of playing in a difficult conference that's very evenly matched like the MAC is. You know, come playoff time, you know, you're battle tested, you've been through the fire, and so it's not a surprise. You know how to handle yourself when you're faced with stiff competition, when you're in close games that are coming down to the wire. You can maintain your composure and your focus and poise under pressure. And so I think you see that consistently throughout the years where MAC teams benefit from that regular season. Now, the drawback is, you know, you're playing tough teams every week, but You know, that's what you do it for. That makes it fun coaching. It makes everybody better. It makes the coaches better. It makes the players better. Mm-hmm. You really got to work hard to try to get any edge you can. And so it's just everybody trying to improve a little bit throughout the season to try to win those games. And so come playoff time, you've really seen a lot of improvement from these teams from the first couple weeks of the year to the last week of the year. I think we see that maybe more in the MAC. Just because you're forced in that situation, you can't become complacent, right? Because any week you can get knocked off.
And Ryan Jones, head coach for Sales Tigers, before tonight's regional championship game between Versailles and Anna, last week's opponent for you, was undefeated, hadn't lost a game all year, Cincinnati Country Day. Before they could run five or six plays, you had four touchdowns on the scoreboard. That's the way to put away a club fast.
Yeah, I think anytime you can do that, you're in good shape, you know. Maybe not exactly what we expected, but we'll take it for sure. And I think that was the difference. You know, I think we had great focus going into that game, really prepared for the team, but very impressive team this year was Country Day, and they allowed less than 4 points all season on average. So, you know, we knew it would be a difficult game, and we were able to return the opening kickoff. We got a quick three and out, scored again, and then a couple quick turnovers, and we're up 28-0. And I think that really threw them for a loop. It got them on their heels in a situation they hadn't been in all year. They really hadn't been tested that strong all year, and especially gotten down. I don't know if they had been trailed at all this season, except for they trailed in the first quarter and week two of the playoffs. And so really proud of the way our guys started. You know, they came off the bus ready to play. They were focused, and they really executed well. And it you know, it paid dividends, because I think it just put Cincinnati Country Day in a position they're not familiar with, having to do things that they're not comfortable with, and it you know, it built on itself, and so we were able to increase that lead and get a lot of kids in the game, which is great to see those kids get that playoff experience and be out there on a Friday night and round three of the playoffs.
Hey, this 2023 Versailles football roster is so deep, so talented, so many stars, too many for us to mention here in this pregame show, but Levi Bargy, A.J. Griesdorn, Dominic Meyer, a few we talked about before our interview. Highlight those three. Any others who come to mind who've excelled, especially coming down the stretch?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got some great seniors that deserve mention. A.J. Griesdorn is a guy who's worked tremendously hard throughout his career, and he starts as a corner for us and as a wide receiver, you know, but he's been a great cover guy all year. A lot allowing very little passes through the air, and, you know, very consistent. I think he's got 7 interceptions on the year. Great leader, too. I mean, in practice, he's always getting things going and being enthusiastic and making sure the defense is focused. And then as a receiver, he's made some great plays and has great hands and has really picked up his game as a blocking receiver outside, which is great to see. And, you know, we mentioned Levi Bargy. This guy's a first-year starter, inside backer, undersized but quick, and you know, he's able to make a ton of tackles because he executes his reads and understands his job, does it well, doesn't get caught up in all the bells and whistles and the window dressing that's going on in the backfield. So he understands the game and the plays that the offense wants to run, and so he's in the right place at the right time because he does what he's supposed to do, and when he gets a chance to make a tackle, he usually makes it. And so he's had a great season this year, consistently one of our leading tacklers each game. Levi's done a great job. You mentioned Dominic Meyer also. This is a guy who didn't even letter as a junior, and he's bided his time, put in his work in the off season in the weight room. A great kid, smart guy, really worked his tail off. This year he got his chance to start at center, got his chance to start at defensively at nose guard, and he made the most of it. And he was voted second team All MAC conference at both center and nose guard. So just a phenomenal accomplishment for Dominic Meyer in his first season really as a starter. So, you know, those guys have just done a tremendous job. You know, we've had other guys. Joel Garrett really turned it on as a running back, missing some time early on in the season with a shoulder injury. He's bounced back, had, I think, 190 yards, all-purpose yards, both receiving and rushing last week in the first half. And guys like Jace Watron, as a junior, has made a lot of plays through the air. And so, you know, another thing, we had a guy, you know, Michael Osborne didn't start in the second round of the playoffs. And Ethan Wilker, a sophomore, never started in a varsity game, started out the season as a third string quarterback, and he led us to a victory there. And so, you know, just a lot of great stories like that, individual stories. But those individuals kind of, they can benefit from the great team cohesion that we have. And it's just a great group of guys that get along well and they support each other. And, you know, it's great to see that. And that makes it fun as a coach.
Ryan Jones, head man of the Versailles Tigers. Versailles lost just twice in the regular season to Marion Local 14-13 and Coldwater 21-14. Anna with 5 setbacks to Brookville, Coldwater, Minster, Versailles, and Marion Local. Those 5 programs have totaled 56, count them, 56 wins on the season so far. These two teams have played the most difficult schedules by a long shot.
Absolutely.
In Division VI.
They have, and I'll tell you, we were talking during the break, 4 MAC teams still playing in the region, playing in the regional finals. 2 here tonight, Marion Local and Coldwater. What a league.
We've got the kickoff coming up in just a few minutes. Versailles Tigers, Anna Rockets from Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Ohio needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Wind is out of the north. It is a very stiff breeze for Sales Tigers. Will receive the opening kickoff to start this game, and will have the wind at their backs. Anna deferred until the start of the third quarter. Anna will kick to open up the action. Now the Versailles Tigers switch ends. That makes more sense. Anna kicking off with the wind to initiate play here tonight. Anna moving from left to right. Versailles right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Versailles offensively will have Michael Osborne at quarterback, 5'11", 185, a senior. Joel Garrett, 5'10", 200-pound senior, a bull of a running back. We'll be calling Garrett's name often. James Schmidtmeyer, fullback, 5'10", 190, a junior. Receivers, A.J. Griesdorn, Lane Bergman, Jace Watron. Tight end, Luke Kaiser. Offensive line, Dominic Bargy, Caden Starkey, Dominic Meyer, Zach Cordonier, and Alex Gilmore. Big kickoff return by Versailles from the 16-yard line over the 35 near hash mark to about the 38 or 9. We'll see where forward progress is marked.
It was a line drive kick, and he caught it on the run, so he had a head of steam when he was headed upfield.
Well done on the play by the deep man for the Versailles Tigers, Watron, who brought it back a good 25, 26 yards. Tigers line up with two backs in the offensive backfield with the QB, Michael Osborne. Two receivers flanked right. Running back staggered behind the left tackle. Osborne gives it to Garrett. Garrett has no room over guard. Bounces wide outside right tackle, and he charges for five from the 38 to the 43. Plus five on the play for Versailles on the first rush from scrimmage. Offensive line includes 3 6-3s. In fact, Ryan Jones said this week our offensive group up front is the healthiest it's been since week three. Caden Starkey and Alex Gilmore are back on the offensive group. Starkey 195, Gilmore 195. They join Dominic Meyer, Zach Cordonier, both at 205. Second down five, snap to Osborne. Osborne keeps, runs behind a blocker or two, and he squirts ahead across the 45, squirming out to about the 47 is where the knee went down. Third and 2 feet to go for Versailles. Good pursuit by Trevor Roberts of Anna to slow down Osborne. How'd he look on his first run from scrimmage?
He looked fine. He made a cut there, so whichever ankle it is, he did a nice job on the cut, so I think he might be okay.
We played 90 seconds, third down, less than a yard for Versailles from the Tigers, 47. No score, third play of the game. I formation look, Osborne under center, and right behind his center, Dominic Meyer, a surge for a good 2 yards, shy of the 50, in advance of a couple. Modest gain, but good enough for the first down for Versailles.
Good smart call right there. You just line up, you get 2 yards, and now you got another set of downs.
49-yard stripe on Versailles' half of the field. We played 2 minutes, no score. First down of this game notched by the Tigers, who come to the line of scrimmage with a couple receivers split left. One of them is Bergman, the other Watron. Osborne at quarterback sends a man to the slot on the right. Here's a toss, sweep to the right to Garrett. Makes a man miss in the offensive backfield. Key block by the Tigers. Springs Garrett for about 14 as he bursts beyond the numbers far side in front of the Anna bench down to the 37 of the Rockets. Cummins came up to make the tackle.
Wow. As big as he is, he's got speed to go along with it.
Oh, he sure does. 200-pounder Joel Garrett. 5'10", 200 even, a senior. Got a key block in the offensive backfield, and that gave Garrett the edge he needed. 37 of Anna. We played 3 minutes. Two first downs, Tigers. Opening drive of the game. Again, two receivers left. Fake inside to Garrett. Osborne runs behind him. Then he's got to change pace. As the hole didn't develop on the right, he swerved it back to the left. Made things happen spontaneously. Ad-lib play by the quarterback, Michael Osborne of Versailles, as he scrambled for 7 yards on the play, Chuck.
Well, I tell you, he faked the ball to Garrett, and everybody sucked to that spot. He had 5 yards before anybody knew he had the ball.
Wilt on the tackle for Anna. Boy, he stayed at home on the near side, or Osborne might have gotten 10 or 15
gone.
More.
I think he was gone if he had stayed home.
He could have been. Ball marked for play. Right at the Anna 30. Second down, 3 to go for a first down. Snap back to Osborne. Deep drop. Here's a boot to the left. Looking downfield. Receiver over the shoulder catch inside the 15. And the wideout is smacked out of bounds inside the 10 at the 9.
Boy, he held it and held it and held it to the very last second until his receiver got open. Nice play.
That was Garrett, who had moved up to the slot position from his offensive backfield spot, and he wound up hauling it in, caught a bullet from Osborne. Good throw, fine catch on the run by Garrett. Outstanding, well-timed play. 3 first downs for the Tigers. Goal to go at the Anna 9. We played just short of 4 minutes here in the opening period. Sustained drive by Versailles here at the outset.
That was a long developing play. Garrett came from all the way on the other side of the field to get to that spot on the sideline.
Yep, sure did.
And that was a great job by the offensive line.
Anna substituting. Versailles goes with a couple tight ends. Unbalanced, heavy to the right. Here is a pitch to Garrett from Osborne. Garrett around the right side, meets resistance inside the 10, and he's powered to the turf at the 8-yard line. Might have wedged ahead for one. That was it. Good help on the play from Caleb Kenton and Mason Hughes for Anna.
That's the first time that they've got to him before he's got ahead of steam up. That was a good penetration.
Let's see if the Tigers go up top here on second down and goal from the 8. 7:50 left here in the opening quarter. No score. A sustained drive by the Versailles Tigers to kick off this contest tonight. Ball spotted for play. Hash mark far side. Two tight ends again for Osborne. He's the lone back. He takes it and runs outside left tackle. And he manages to slide through inside the 5. Kicks the legs to the 3. Maybe the 2. Very patient run by the quarterback, Michael Osborne of Versailles. He hesitated and waited until Dominic Bargy and Caden Starkey on the left side created a gap for him. Third and goal from the 2.5 of Anna. Osborne's under center. Eye formation look. Osborne turns, looks back to his bench. Play call, maybe an adjustment made by Versailles. Second man through, it's Garrett. Oh, he is hit hard at the 5-yard line behind the line of scrimmage. He was well tracked on the play by Anna's defense.
Wow.
Which got fine penetration on the play. Nicely
Mason
done.
Hughes was the first one to get to him.
Yep, Hughes knifed in, caught him around the knees. 2-yard loss, goal to go Versailles at the 4.5.
A trap field goal, I think.
And let's see if Joel Garrett comes on to kick it. Nope, I don't think so. He had a field goal try to beat Marion Local, hit the upright, no good. That was a regular season setback, 14-13. Two receivers left, two to the right. Versailles goes for it from inside the five. Fourth down. They spread the field. Osborne juggles the snap. Makes a late delivery over the middle. 8 yards deep in the end zone. No, it's on the ground. Too low. Incomplete.
Wow.
Intended for Watron. The play was a little out of sync. The quarterback didn't secure the snap right away. And then maybe unloaded the pass a little too fast.
So the slant was open. He just threw it out too far out in front of him.
Yep, it was down and out, very wide. And Anna takes over the football, denying Versailles points on the Tigers' first long drive of this game that traveled better than 60 yards. Half the first quarter gone, Anna touches the ball for the first time. The quarterback, Chappie, takes the deep snap at the goal line, gives on the play to Zach Osborne, and he fights hard for three, getting to the seven. Second down and seven for Anna, which features Alex Chappie, the QB, 6'3", 185, a junior. Zach Osborne, running back, 5'10", 175, a junior. Clay Cummins, Trevor Roberts. Also in that offensive backfield, wideouts Noah Ofterhauer and Trey Heitkamp. We'll run down the offensive line for you in a moment. They were huge last week. Here's the fake on the inside handoff, and then Chappie, the QB, rises up and fires a strike over the middle. It is caught by Ofterhauer at the 17-yard line. He lurches to the 19, first and 10 for Anna.
Good nice play.
Yep, well-executed slant.
Yeah, well, the first one, they were looking for Heitkamp. When he went into motion, he wasn't there, so that was his second receiver. Nice job.
Here is Chappie in the shotgun spread back at the 14. Line of scrimmage, the 20. Short drop by Chappie. He elects to keep. Took a stutter step to the right and then jabbed back to the left and carved out a couple. He got to the 21 or 22. Second down and 8 for Anna. You talk about a briskly played opening quarter. We're down to 4:45 to go in the first.
You said that last week, and then the next three quarters took 4 hours.
Tony Garrett, Mason Hughes, Nolan Howell, Nolan Wilt, Lane Howell, man the offensive line for Anna. Nolan Howell over the ball at center. Snap coming back to Chappie at the 16. He looks right, looks back to the left, and then he's got to run it. Sliver of an opening develops. And he glides forward to the 25, leaving Anna a third and four situation. With 4:15 to go in the first, no score.
Now he's looking for Heitkamp again, and we talked about him before the game, and the coach talked about him too. Griesdorn is as good a cover corner as I've watched all year.
And Chappie thought twice about making that pitch to Heitkamp with Griesdorn on him. Didn't throw it. Anna ran the ball, leaving the Rockets close to five short of a first down. Ball of the 25 of Anna, line to gain the 30. Here's Chappie to Osborne, outside left tackle. Look at him go. He strides hard to the 28, 29, got to the 30, and he generated five and a first down for Anna.
It is a luxury when you can have third and five, third and eight, and hand the ball off and still get the first down.
Blake Henry and Levi Bargy on the hit for Versailles. Not before Osborne produced about six, and it's a first and 10 for Anna. Big third down rush. Osborne had a big one for nine to close out the game last week against Tri-Village on third down. 3:16 to go here in the first quarter. Snap to Chappie. Deep drop. Long, high-arching bomb down the left side of the field. Intended on the play for Ofterhauer inside the 30. Pretty well covered. Chappie with the wind overthrew him.
Well, you talk about throwing into the wind, which is tough, but it's still a struggle to throw with the wind. It's hard to gauge how hard to throw the ball.
Anna offensive line, Tony Garrett, 6'3", 240. Mason Hughes, 6 feet tall, 180. Nolan Howell at center, 5'11", 195. Nolan Wilt, 6'1", 230. And at tackle, the other guard, Lane Howell, 6'1", 245. Second down and 10 for Anna from the Rockets, 31. Man in motion to the left. Here's play action, and Chappie finds a receiver. He was the man in motion who rolled to the left, went down the Anna sideline, and Chappie whipped a strike to him at the 40. A run after catch for three more. To the 43-yard line goes Ofterhauer. First and 10, Anna. Forward progress to the 44. Nice mix of run and pass for Anna here at the start of the game, Chuck.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, I think he struggled throwing the ball the last couple of times I watched him. He's really on target right now.
Razor sharp is Shappy, the quarterback for Anna. 2:40 left to go, opening quarter. No score. Anna shy of the 45. Here's a quarterback draw by Shappy. He took the snap behind the line of scrimmage. Didn't look over his receivers at all. And then strided forward for two, maybe three. Got to the 46. Second down, 8, we'll call it. Line to gain the Versailles 46-yard line. We have played 10 minutes in this game. Two possessions, one by Versailles. Tigers were stopped on downs inside the Anna 5. Anna's had to march it from the shadow of its own goalposts inside the 5-yard line. It's a 40-yard drive out to the 46. Fake by Shappy. Looks.
Wow.
Slant. Numbers far side behind the receiver. But a terrific catch made on the play at the 43 to the Tigers 41. Wow. Well done by Ofterhauer again. Boy, he had to reach back and use every inch of his radius.
That was all hands catch, and that was what I was talking about. He has a tendency to throw behind on the slant, and what a great catch that was. What an adjustment.
Ofterhauer in front of a Versailles defensive back on the play. It was Ross Francis who was caught in between. Here's a sweep around the left side by Roberts of Anna. He stays on his feet, digs hard into the Anna bench at the 36. He generates 5 on the play. I said Trevor Roberts. It might have been.
That was Shappy, Aaron Shappy.
Might have been the other Shappy, Alex's twin. Good gain by him. Second down and 5, Anna. 36-yard line of Versailles. Quarterback Alex Shappy, 6'3", 185. Aaron Shappy, 6 feet, 175. Second down and 5 for Anna, which flanks 2 to the right. Here's a sweep to Osborne around right end. He gets a block. Oh, a big hole. Look at Osborne go. Stiff arms the man at the 25. Stays on his feet. Plows all the way down to the 16. What a run by Osborne. Offensive line of Hughes, Howell, Wilt on the right side. Produced a big opening. Osborne barreled right through it. First and 10, Anna, 18-yard line of Versailles. Man in motion, Heitkamp, far left. Shappy the QB at the 23 in the shotgun spread. Fakes the handoff to Osborne and keeps. Uh-oh, Versailles went for the fake. They tried to track Osborne. Shappy kept it, and he steamrolled down inside the 10, toppled at the 9, a foot short of a first down.
Well, this thing started at the Anna 4-yard line. What a tremendous drive this has been.
20 seconds to go in the first. Anna walks to the other end. No more plays. First quarter, it's a scoreless deadlock. Nothing, nothing. When action resumes, second down, less than 1 for Anna inside the Versailles 10. No score in this game on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Excellent crowd here at Sydney Memorial Stadium for this D6 regional championship game. No score, but Anna knocking on the door just inside the 10-yard line of Versailles as we start period number 2. So many thanks to Francis Manufacturing, East Main, and Rushi, where quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It is priceless. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, up to several hundred pounds. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Second down, 2 feet to go for a first down at the Versailles 9. Snap to Shappy. Handoff on the play to the tailback is Osborne. And he collides with a Versailles lineman at the 7. Falls forward to the 6. It is goal to go for Anna. Last tackle made by Blake Henry of the Tigers. Opening 22nd, second period. Anna's at the 6. Goal to go early on, second quarter. Let's see what is up the rocket sleeve right here, Chuck. Receivers, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Here is Shappy, sends a man in motion across the formation. Here's a handoff on the play to Osborne. Osborne bucks to the 4, the 3, stood up. He got half the 6, second and goal for Anna at the Versailles 3. Established in 1946, France's manufacturing in Rushi has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long time. France's manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. The red zone was tough for Anna against Versailles in the regular season. Rockets simply could not get scores in the first half when they got inside the 10 twice. Goal to go from the 3. Second down. Shappy fakes, keeps. He runs right tackle. Oh, he's hit solidly at the line of scrimmage and thrown back. Shappy faked to Osborne to the left. Shappy on misdirection. Kept the football, lugged it to the right. Versailles was not fooled. Staying at home for the Versailles Tigers was Zach Cordonier, 6'3", 205-pound senior. He had open arms waiting for Shappy. Goal to go from the 3. Third down, what do you try, Chuck?
Well, you know what? I like a fake to Osborne and maybe throw the ball, try to find off to Howard.
2 minutes gone, second quarter, no score. Serious threat here for Anna. Snap to Shappy, goes to Osborne. Osborne weaving, twisting, turning. He got to the 1. He's a yard short. Well, on the game's first possession, Versailles was thwarted at the 4.5 goal-to-go situation. Turned it over on downs. Here's Anna at the 1.5 of Versailles. Fourth down, less than 2, little more than 1. 2.5 minutes gone, second quarter. The game has been fast, quickly played so far. If you're just joining us, we are in the second quarter. We played nearly 3 minutes. Goal to go, Anna. Fourth down, less than 2. Outside the Versailles goal line. We've got 7, 8, 9 in the box for Versailles. Anna runs it right up the middle, and Anna doesn't make it. Osborne is wrapped up at the 1. Interior defensive line for the Versailles Tigers gets it done. Versailles turned away Anna in the regular season, and Anna twice in the first half inside the 10, and the Tigers do it again right here.
Wow, I mean, both teams had a shot to jump out in front of this game. Hopefully for Anna, that's not a precursor of what's going to happen here. They need to keep them down here and make them punt. They need to keep field position.
Versailles has the win here in the second quarter of play. 3 minutes gone, no score. Tigers out of the huddle. Quarterback Michael Osborne is up under center. Line of scrimmage at the 1. Here's a fake on the pitch and inside handoff. And the Tigers squeeze out 1 or 2, maybe to the 3. Second down and long for Versailles. 8:50 left to go in the second quarter.
Wow, you talk about just a defensive thing right now. Giving it up and then stopping them in the red zone, both teams.
Second quarter score, Division 7. Marion Local nothing and Sonia nothing. Springfield leads Dublin Kaufman in D1, 7-0 late in the first. Oh, snap to Osborne, 5 yards deep in the end zone. He reverses his field, and look at him go. It's a track meet. He's out over the 10, 15. Good run, Osborne. Oh, that was a crafty play. Motion went to the near side. Osborne did a 360 in the offensive backfield for Versailles, and he buffaloed Anna's defense, and he zipped for a big gainer, a 16-yard dash.
out to the 19-yard line, first and 10 for the Tigers, who have room to operate. Power sweep to the right. Look at Garrett go. He puts his head down, and he rampages to the 30. He bullies forward for 10 more, another first down for the Tigers, who are starting to roll on the ground.
He gets a head of steam up. He's the reason I quit playing high school football.
you got to wear three layers of equipment to tackle him.
I tackled him because I was on the ground, he tripped over me.
You've got to be loaded up with padding to tackle Joel Garrett after he gets moving. Short drop by Osborne. Here's a pass in the right flat to Bergman. Bergman, the wide receiver, catches. As Anna gave him space, he hauled it in at the 36. Run after catch for four more. It's another first down for the Tigers to the 40. For Sales, reeling off first downs left and right now. 7.5 to go here in the second quarter. No score in this game. Nothing, nothing. Trips to the left. New look here for the Tigers. Osborne at his 35. Short drop. Here comes pressure. He steps up. He'll lose it. Oh, he's going to outrun the defensive lineman for Anna and the linebackers. Osborne on the go. 45, 40. Anna lassos him from behind at the 34-yard line. Michael Osborne is quite fast. He showed his wheels right there on that play.
Looks pretty healthy to me.
Yep. Anna had him cornered momentarily in the offensive backfield. Good pressure on the play from Zach Osborne of Anna. But Michael Osborne dodged him, and away he went. 34-yard line of Anna. No score. 7 minutes left, opening quarter. Osborne, deep drop. Here comes pressure. It's a screen in the right flat, and it is busted up on the play by Anna.
They're asking for interference, but the pass was behind the receiver was behind the line of scrimmage. No such thing.
Exactly. Screen pass way behind the line by 3 or 4 yards. No such foul can be called on that play.
Nope, got to be on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
In fact, it was to Versailles' advantage. It was incomplete, or it would have been a sizable loss.
Yep.
Anna was all over it. Second and 10, Versailles at the Anna 34. Osborne, short drop. He's going to run outside left in. Oh, he's speedy. Look at him go. He's got 10 yards, 15, 20, zipping down the sideline, outside the numbers on the Anna side of the field. Caught from behind at about the 16-yard line of the Rockets.
Wow. I mean, he gets out there so fast, and they're getting sucked in on the end, coming towards him. He's getting around him. There's nobody out there.
Nope. Michael Osborne, like Reed Weir of Tri-Village last week, is a blur when he gets going and he starts picking up speed. He just flashes before your eyes. First and 10, Versailles outside the Anna 15. 6 minutes gone. Second quarter, no score. Handoff on the play to Garrett. Garrett's got no room in the middle. Then he tracks it outside right tackle, and he fires hard down inside the 10, toppled at the 6. 9-yard advance for Joel Garrett. Offensive line for Versailles getting the job done up front. Dominic Bargie, Caden Starkey, Dominic Meyer. Well done by Versailles. Second down and 1 for the Tigers. 5:50 left in the second quarter. As fast a played first half as you'll ever see in high school football. Second and 1 Versailles, 6-yard line of Anna. Osborne under center here. Toss sweep to the left. It goes on the play to Garrett. Garrett's got the first down. He cracks down to the 3, the 2. Maybe even the 1.5 of Anna. Goal to go for the Versailles Tigers. 5:28 to go here in the first half of this game.
That is 10 first downs now for Versailles here in the first half.
Columbus Grove leads Bluffton 3-0 late second quarter. The winner of this game plays that game in a state semifinal next week. Here's Versailles running. It's outside left guard, a pile up at the goal line. Touchdown for the Tigers. Was that Garrett who squeezed out the final yard,
no,
or was it Schmidtmeier?
It was 29. Ross Francis.
Ross Francis lugged it in from 3 yards away for the Versailles Tigers. And that will be our Wisebridge play call of the quarter in just a moment.
Extra point try here by Boland of the Versailles Tigers. PATs are big. We have found out in recent weeks, especially last week. Here's the kick on the way. Looks pretty good. Long enough. Fine direction. It's piped right down the middle by Versailles Boland. 7-0 Tigers. Or I should say Joel Garrett on the kick as he nails it. And it's 5:08 left till halftime. Versailles in the lead 7-0. Oh, what a play call that was. Leaving it up to Francis to carve out the final 2 yards for the Versailles Tigers. That was the Wisebridge play of the second quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
It was Francis who ran it in for Versailles. He was actually closer to the 2-yard line when he scored it. 98-yard drive, 10 plays for the Versailles Tigers. And the kickoff is sailing on through the end zone. Beautifully done by the Tigers. And Anna is forced to start from its own 20. Chuck, unlike last week when we had possession after possession after possession, in a rapid-fire course of action, only 3 possessions tonight in more than a quarter and a half.
Yeah, I mean, this is Anna's second time with the ball. The last time they drove it all the way down to the 2 and couldn't put it in the end zone. That could be a real problem for them before the evening's out.
Rockets have it first and 10 from their own 20. Anna kicked off to start the game. Will receive the boot to start the second half. Here is the quarterback, Chappie, gives it on the play to Osborne. And Osborne inches from the 20 out to the 23. Second down and 7. In there on the tackle for the Versailles Tigers was Dominic Meyer. Second down and 7 for Anna from the Rockets' 23-yard line. You've got to believe, as well as Anna did run it on that first possession, the green and white did mix in the pass pretty neatly, and we'll have to throw some here against Versailles to keep them off balance. Chappie takes the snap in the spread. Oh, he keeps. And look at him go. He rams up the middle, fires over the 30 to the 31. 8-yard advance. Chappie, the QB of Anna. First and 10, Rockets over the 30. 4:20 left to go in the first half of this game. Versailles 7, Anna nothing. Springfield and Dublin Kaufman 7-7 in a Division I regional championship game.
Boy, Springfield came on strong at the end of the season.
Trips to the right for the quarterback, Chappie. It is a fake on the play to Osborne, thrown in the right flat behind the line of scrimmage. Caught at the 28, run after catch. Over the 35, it's Heitkamp as he was tossed to the ground at the 37. Play designed well. Good blocking in front of Heitkamp. Second down, a long 3, a short 4 for Anna from the Rockets' 37. And it's been a clean game, Chuck. No penalties. No penalties so far.
That's because we played the PSA to leave the officials alone, and they're doing a great job.
3:25 to go first half. Second down. And a short 4 for Anna from the Rockets' 37. Chappie takes the snap. Thought about throwing. Kept it. Toted the football forward. And was shoved to the ground right on the 40-yard stripe. He wedged out 3. Third and 1, Anna at the 40. Three minutes to go first half. If you don't get the first here, Chuck, is it 4-down territory?
I think it is, because you've shown that you can't stop him for 98 yards. So what difference does it make? But Anna sets that same set where it has to be a run, because they have the 2 guys split are both on the line of scrimmage. So if they throw the ball, it's an illegal pass.
2 receivers left, 2 to the right. Osborne in motion. He takes the swing pass on the play from Chappie behind the line. He's got a block, and he's clipped out of bounds at the 45-yard line. The play goes for every bit of 5, a little more than 5 yards. First and 10. Osborne, the man in motion, snared it.
First and 10, Anna, 45-yard line of the Rockets. I don't think I've ever said this before, Chuck. Second possession for Anna, late second quarter, and the clock's a factor.
Yeah, I don't know. The way they're moving the ball, they may not have enough time to get it down there.
Right. Chappie, deep drop, 8 yards behind the line. He's thinking about running. Makes a late delivery over the middle. He throws high and wide. Picked off at the 31-yard line by the Versailles Tigers. Run after catch to the 40, 50. Uh-oh, makes a man miss. Look out. He may take it to the house, and he does. Touchdown Versailles, no out of bounds at the 1.5-yard line. What a play by Michael Osborne, playing center field, deep safety for the Versailles Tigers.
Wow, that was what a change that was.
Yep, that's a game changer right there. Ball was brought back close to 70. Osborne picked it off at about the 31 or 32 in his own end, and he used what interference he had beautifully.
Unbelievable hands for that young man on that interception.
Yep.
That he was reaching low and behind him.
He almost fell down, staggered while catching the ball a couple feet off the ground. As Chappie missed his man, he was open.
Yeah.
Receiver was available 20 yards downfield, and now Versailles is in striking distance, and we had a pre-snap foul against the Tigers with 2:15 left to go here in the first half. Versailles was trying to get a timeout called. Let's see if the officials do give it to him. Maybe so.
Yeah, they didn't give him the penalty.
2:15 left, first half. Anna in a hole, down 7-0. Goal to go Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Lauren. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Coldwater Cavaliers, I think, according to the scoreboard, lead Liberty Center by a score of 6-0, yep. Second quarter of action. And how about that? Ansonia Marion Local, zip, zip, late second period.
Well, I heard that Ansonia drove the ball and then turned it over, and then Marion was intercepted.
Here we go, Versailles with a first and goal, 1.5-yard line. Quarterback Michael Osborne behind the center. He puts his head down. He plows, and he is over. He broke the plane. Touchdown, Tigers. 2 second quarter TDs, and Versailles leads it 13-0. Cashing in on a big pick. Keep in mind, Versailles turned Anna over 4 times in the regular season match.
That was a crushing blow right there. Anna could have gone down, tied it at halftime. What a great play by Osborne.
Extra point try here by Garrett of the Tigers to push the advantage to 14-0, and he does. 2-touchdown edge for Versailles, just like that. 2:09 to go, second period. Anna behind 14-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We have had one this year flying from North Dakota. Picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS.com.
Anna Rockets muffed the ensuing kickoff by Versailles inside the 10. It bounded forward, and Anna luckily was able to plop on the football at the 15-yard line. Versailles leads it 14-0. Here is Shappy, the QB for the Tigers. He stepped back to throw, then danced ahead for a 3-yard gain. Anna receives the ball to start the third quarter. You would think Versailles might use timeouts. Tigers have two remaining. Snap to Shappy, looks right. Long heave, far side of the field, against the wind, which takes it out of bounds. Incomplete.
Won't need timeouts if they're going to throw incompletions.
Nope. The clock comes to a halt with a minute 41 to go here in the second quarter. Versailles in the lead, 14-0. Big turn of events here in the second period of this game. Third down and 7 for Anna. You've got to believe the Rockets have got to throw it short to medium to pick up the first down. Don't think the Rockets will put it on the ground. Here's Shappy, 10 yards behind the line. Swings a pass into the flat. Caught at the 18. Run up over the 20, 25, out of bounds. Tackle made. Good enough for the first down on the play for the Rockets. Jacob Taylor catches. And there is a timeout. A minute 28 to go. First half. Versailles leads Anna 14-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Taylor on the catch and run for Anna. Did not pick up the first down. My mistake. He was 2 yards short. Fourth and 2 for Anna from the Rockets' 24-yard line. And Anna's got no choice but to punt the ball. Versailles has a timeout remaining. Ball snapped back to Shappy, and it's a very high kick. And it's directional. It is angling out of bounds. It was against the wind. Versailles may get the ball somewhere around the Tiger 40-yard line. Let's see where the official lines it up. It is going to be marked for play at the Versailles. He's still walking. Walking to the 45. So the Tigers are 55 yards away from a third score here in the second period. Garrett can kick field goals. He's got a strong foot. 80 seconds to go first half. Anna did not make the first down on that possession. Was forced to punt. Anna gets the ball to start the third quarter, but it would behoove the Rockets to keep the Tigers off the board here.
You don't want to be trying to climb out of a 21 or 17 to nothing hole.
It was 21-0 at the half in the regular season game when Versailles struck for 21 in the second quarter. Anna cannot let that happen again. Here is Osborne, the quarterback for Versailles. Zips it quickly to Griesdorn in the right flat. He catches, and he's buried immediately at the sideline. The gain is 5. He did not get out of bounds. Clock runs a minute 8, minute 7 to go here in the first half. With Versailles leading by a 14-0 tally. Two receivers left. Here's Osborne doing that reverse 360. And then he fires a strike at the 40-yard line of Anna to Watron, who came back to greet the throw from the quarterback Osborne. It was a rifle-like pass. First down to the 40. 46 seconds to go, first half. Tigers with one timeout remaining. Two receivers left, two to the right for Osborne. 5 yards behind the line. He's going to take off and run. Look at him go. Makes a man miss. Stays on his feet. And he rips his way to the 30. He's got 15 yards to the 25 of Anna. 30 seconds to go and counting. Boy, I would have thought the Tigers would have used a timeout.
Yeah.
My, oh, my. Precious seconds ticking off. We're down to 20. Mistake by Versailles. Here's the snap back to Osborne. Looking in the right flat. Throws. Receiver Bergman hauls it in. Goes to a knee at the 20. 11 seconds to go in the first half. Keep in mind, Garrett would have the wind at his back. It's blowing from the far left corner of the stadium. More out of the east-northeast now is the wind. It's blowing crossways more than it was at the start of this game. We'll return with the second down play for the Tigers. 11 seconds to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Well, a field goal from here would be 37 yards for Versailles. Tigers will run a play from scrimmage. No timeouts left. It's at the 20 of Anna. Second down and 6. Can you complete a play, get the clock stopped, spike it? Here's a long down-and-out throw by Osborne, headed toward the pylon, goal line, far side of the field. Receiver turning late, it's incomplete, no good. 6 seconds left. Watrin was covered on the play by Cummins. Also trailing it for Anna was Osborne of the Rockets. 6.1 to go, third down and 6 for Versailles. Tigers may simply elect to throw this ball to the end zone here. Here comes Osborne to the line of scrimmage. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the left. Griesdorn down here at the bottom. Here is Osborne looking left. Now looking back to the right. Throws middle of the field. Receiver goal line. Leaping catch. It's good. Touchdown. Wow.
I think that was Bergman.
Well done, Malane Bergman.
Yep.
21-yard strike to pay dirt. Versailles, as it did in the regular season against Anna, featured 21 big points in the second quarter. A kick here after the touchdown would make it 21 again. Anna with a second quarter collapse. Here's Garrett with the PAT. 0.8 of a second on the clock as that pass completion was made, as virtually time expired. Extra point try. Yes, sir. Versailles Tigers 21. Anna Rockets nothing. Under a second to go. First half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
And it's a little low pooch kick down the field by Versailles across the 40 in Anna's end. Anna touches it and Versailles recovers. It's a moot point. Time's expired. Anna player down at the 38-yard line as the first half closes out. Big play, second quarter, was that touchdown aerial from quarterback Osborne to Lane Bergman. That was the Wisebridge play of the second period. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
It is halftime here on ScorersBroadcast.com at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, as Trey Heitkamp, I think, is helped up at about the 38-yard line. Versailles kicked off, shaking up player for Anna. Rockets now on the short end of a 21-0 score at intermission as lightning struck for Versailles in that second quarter. We'll return with our halftime in a few minutes. Versailles 21 and a nothing at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Welcome back to Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, halftime. Versailles in the lead, 21-0 over Anna. Our halftime report with Chuck, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your underground plumbing specialist. Chuck?
Well, I mean, you're right. It's a carbon copy of the first one we watched. Anna played really well. Had a chance to take the lead on their first possession. Got stopped at the two. Gave up a 98-yard drive. Then turned it over. Gave up another yard. And then threw an interception. They just fell apart in the last half of the second quarter. Anna had 18 rushes for 85 yards. What a difference a week makes. 6 of 8 throwing the ball, 56 yards, 1 interception, 141 total yards, 7 first downs, 1 turnover. For Versailles, they ran it 17 times for 139 yards, 6 of 9 throwing it for 69 yards, 208 total yards, 12 first downs, no turnovers for the Tigers.
What's Anna got to do to get back in this, Chuck? Wow, 21-0, big hole. 14-0, maybe much more manageable given you get the ball to start the third period. But 21-0 against a team as good as Versailles, one of the top two or three teams in the state, that's an enormous deficit.
Well, I don't know if they can stop. I mean, I think Anna might be able to score. I don't think they can stop Versailles enough to get back in the ball game. But, you know, I could be wrong.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply realign all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigam.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field for Sales Leeds and a 21-0 at the break. And Columbus Grove is ahead of Bluffton 17-0 at halftime. If our score here holds, and that score in the Northwest region holds, it will be Versailles Columbus Grove in a state semifinal next Friday night. Halftime score, Marion Local leads Ansonia in Division 7 by a score of 7-0. In Division 1 play, Dublin Kaufman has gone out of Springfield 14-7 in the second quarter. A couple other Division 6 games, Kirtland blasting Mogador.
Yeah.
And in another contest in D6, West Jefferson is trailing Sugar Creek Garraway. I think that's at least a 2-touchdown deficit. If those two scores hold, Kirtland would play Garraway and Versailles would play Columbus Grove in state semifinals next Friday night in Division 6. Here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 21-0 in favor of the Versailles Tigers over Anna. Versailles with a big second quarter explosion. We'll return with more from here at Sydney in a few minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you
can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E. Affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs. We build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Welcome back here to Sydney Memorial Stadium. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 21-0 for Sales leads Anna. 3 second-quarter touchdowns for the Tigers. We are so pleased to be on the air here tonight. Thanks to Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What is your favorite thing at Frisch's? And also gratitude here on scoresbroadcast.com. To Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And also a big thank you to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. More coming up from here at Sydney in a few minutes. Halftime score 21-0 for Sales over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the RISI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too, online at RISI, RUESE, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
Hey, don't forget about this special opportunity at your Sydney Frisch's. You can receive 20% off your bill through December 4th. By bringing in a non-perishable food item. That's at the Sydney Frisch's, 20% off your bill. If before December 4th you bring in a non-perishable food item and eat at the Sydney Frisch's, one of our fine sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Also, thank you to Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Partial scores, other Elite Eight high school regional championship games going on tonight. Dublin Kaufman leads Springfield 14-7 late second quarter. Kirtland in D6 all over Mogador 35-0. Columbus Grove 17, Bluffton 3. If that score holds, and this score here at City Memorial Stadium holds, 21-0 Versailles, the Tigers would play Columbus Grove in a state semifinal next Friday night. Sugar Creek Garraway 21, West Jeff 0. That is a Southeast regional championship game in D6. Garraway would play Kirtland in the opposite bracket from Columbus Grove and Versailles. Coldwater and Liberty Center in Division 5 tied up 7-7 at the half. And in Division 7, it's Marion Local 7 and Sonya 0 at the halftime break. Here at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field, it is 21-0 Versailles thanks to a huge second quarter explosion. The Tigers lead the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie will customize your
your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, our family has you covered.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Windy night here at Sydney Memorial Stadium. D6 regional championship game between Versailles and Anna. And the Versailles Tigers have powered their way to a 21-0 lead thanks to a three-touchdown explosion in that second quarter. Anna had a chance, Chuck.
Could have taken the lead.
Yep.
Did a great job, had a good goal line stand, drove it straight down the field, down to the two, couldn't put it in the end zone, and boy, the wheels fell off after that.
Yep. Anna stopped Versailles on its very first drive, a long one. Anna held Versailles out of the end zone. Tigers turned it over on the four, turned it over on downs. Anna then took the ball and drove it all the way down inside the two-yard line, and Anna was thwarted on downs, and then the Versailles Tigers went to work. So Anna had a chance after stopping Versailles on the Tigers' opening drive. Anna had the opportunity to punch it in, go up 7-0, couldn't get it done. Here is the kickoff return to start the second half of this game by Zach Osborne of Anna. He brought it back from the 13 up and over the 25 to the 28. He's downed right there.
And the Rockets have it first and 10. The wind is at Anna's back, more or less. It's coming more out of the east than it was at the start of the game.
It's definitely switched.
Coming in from the far left corner of the stadium, less out of the north, more out of the east than it was back at 7 o'clock. First play from scrimmage to start the third quarter. And it's the QB, Shappy. Good fake on the inside. Kept it. Had daylight. Was tripped up. Had he stayed on his feet, he might have gained 25 or 30 yards.
Well, I'm trying. That was Levi Bargy. And, boy, I tell you what, he doesn't make that tackle. You're right. He's still running.
Levi, the young man about whom Coach Jones spoke in the pregame, made a fine tackle from his inside linebacking post right there. Shappy did garner six, second and four. Little flat pass to Osborne. Ball's behind him. He has to swivel around, make the catch at the 32. He trudges to the 36. He was bumped twice by a couple of Tigers, stayed on his feet. Picked up a few yards. Modest gain. 36 is the new line of scrimmage. Line to gain the 38 for Anna. Minute gone, third quarter. 21-0 Versailles. Anna to the line of scrimmage, trips to the left. We've got a lone back, Osborne, alongside Shappy, who takes the snap in the shotgun spread and hits Oftrauer over the middle. Yep, he's got it. Numbers near side. Runs to the hash mark, downed at the 50. Good gain on the play of about 8 or 9 more. First and 10, Anna, 50-yard stripe.
Yeah, 14-yard catch on it. He threw that one perfectly on a slant.
My mistake. I said 8 or 9. I missed another 5-yard increment. It was a gain of closer to 14 for Anna. From right at the 50, it is first and 10 for the Rockets. Attired in the road white, green trim, flat pass, right flat. Caught at the line of scrimmage, but Versailles rallies to the ball, makes the hit on the receiver at the 47-yard line. Gain on the play of 3 for Anna. Second down, 7 upcoming, as that was Palmisano who made the catch. Palmisano hauled it in, was smacked hard at the 47. Second down and 7 for the Rockets. 2.5 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Anna trailing 21-0. Tigers erupted for 3 touchdowns in a highly productive second period. Hand off to Osborne. He puts his head down. Not much running room. Orange jerseys all over him at the point of attack.
Dominic Meyer. Boy, he was on him when he touched the ball.
3rd and 7 for Anna. Get down the line of scrimmage and stop the ball carrier for no gain. That's one of the few times tonight Osborne has been stopped right in his tracks.
Doesn't happen very often.
Nope. Anna more than likely in 4-down territory, trailing 21-0. Wind at the Rockets' backs. Anna needs to score on this drive. That's all there is to it. Two receivers left. Oftrauer now in motion back to the near side. He's flanked 10 yards to the right. Shappy fakes it to him. Then Shappy throws it deep for Oftrauer. And there may be pass interference. Despite that, Oftrauer makes a phenomenal catch at the 11-yard line. He shoved down inside the 10. Versailles all over him. Didn't get turned to defend. Tigers couldn't find the ball. Oftrauer, spectacular catch. Great throw by Shappy with the wind. He threw a skyscraper over the shoulder, dropped it in the bucket on a dime. Oftrauer, brilliant reception, goal to go, Anna, 9-yard line.
Boy, they were hanging on him, and he just pulled that in with both hands. 36 yards on the reception.
That'll be a Wisebridge play of this quarter for sure. A 36-yarder down to the 9. Man in motion left. Misdirection back to the right to Osborne. He puts his head down. Backpedals at the 6. Inside the 5 to the 4. Goal to go, Anna, from the 4-yard line of Versailles. 4 minutes gone here in the second, or I should say the third quarter.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that I think Versailles defends the run better than Tri-Village does.
I should say so. Rockets getting the play call from the far side. Here comes Chappie bringing his team up to the line. He'll take the snap in the shotgun spread. Back at the 9, line of scrimmage marked for play at the 4. Man in motion across the formation. Chappie looks right, looks back to the left, and then he's going to run. Makes a late delivery to a man open 2 yards in the end zone. Heitkamp's got it. Chappie threw the ball from the 5 about 2 feet behind the line of scrimmage. He looked both ways back at the 9 or 10. Couldn't find a receiver flat left or flat right. And then I think Versailles got a little soft in the secondary, believing Chappie might tuck it away and run.
Well, he looked like he was going to run, and I think he knew he was going to run, and all of a sudden he saw Heitkamp standing there. There wasn't anybody within 20 yards of him.
Extra point try by Hengstler for the Anna Rockets is sailing to the right, and it's no good. It missed the post on the right, and it hit the flagpole several feet to the right of the right upright. Extra points in the playoffs have been important. 21-6 for Sales. 7:34 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
21-6, good drive by Anna to start the third quarter to lift the spirits of the Rockets. Extra point try, though, by Colton Hengstler, the freshman, was no good.
But he had about 3 people running down his throat, though, so he had a lot to look at when he tried to kick that.
Well, Anna needs a stop. Rockets need to force a punt on this Versailles drive. And then Anna can really put the pressure on the backs of the Tigers if Anna somehow can make it a one-score game. Here is the return by Versailles from the 14-yard line up the near side. The numbers all the way to the 30, 35-yard line for Versailles. First down, 10 yards to go.
Jace Watron, nice return.
If Watron's speedy.
There he is.
6'6", 1. He's got wheels. And he negotiated that 25-yard return in quick fashion. And the quarterback, Michael Osborne, features 2 receivers wide right. And it is a counter back to the right to Garrett. Garrett
wow.
Beats resistance a yard or two behind the line. And like a pinball, he just bounds away from a couple of white jerseys and navigated forward for 4.
I didn't see the number, but he ran right over somebody.
Second down and 6 for Versailles from the Tigers 39. Joel Garrett shaken up early in the season. Very healthy now, running hard. He is like a human bowling ball, a 200-pounder. Line to gain the 45, line of scrimmage the 39 for Osborne, who sprints to the right way back behind the line. And now the C's part, everything opens up. He cuts it back to the left against the grain. He scoots across the 45, the 50, down from the backside at the end of 46.
I mean, he is so hard to defend because you rush him, but if you don't stay wide, he kills you, and that's what he's doing. Anna's got to make some adjustment.
Colin Elliott for Anna may have saved a touchdown. 6:25 to go here in the third quarter. Versailles 21, Anna 6.
He looks like he's about 100% now.
Yep, he sure does. Tigers feature a receiver wide right. Snap to Osborne, almost lost the snap. Oh, a delivery middle of the field, and it is a quick pass. A skinny post. It is caught at the 29 of Anna. Run after catch to the 25.
Levi Bargie on the catch. He's had a couple of nice plays here in the third quarter.
Hauled in by Levi, who is also a special defender. Boy, Osborne's bullet-like passes have been spot on in this game. Versailles doesn't throw it often. And when the Tigers do, Osborne is sharp. First and 10, line of scrimmage, Anna 25. 5:45 to go, third quarter, 21-6 for Sales on top.
Well, Fountain has moved ahead of Columbus Waterson 7-6 now in the third quarter.
Couple receivers far right for Osborne. It goes to Garrett. Garrett tries to bounce it wide left, and he does. Breaks the tackle, makes a man miss. He's on the loose. 25-yard line was the line of scrimmage. And taking it to the house is Garrett. Is there a flag down, however, back in the vicinity of the line of scrimmage? Holding on Versailles. Chuck, is that the initial penalty of the night?
No, we had a we had an offsides there, and we had a procedure. But that's only the third flag we've had.
It has been an extremely clean game. That flag against Versailles wipes out a touchdown.
Costly.
Good run by Joel Garrett, 25-yarder. So for Versailles from the 35, it's first and 20. Clock stopped, 5:25 to go here in the third quarter. Couple of receivers right for Osborne. Like a flash, Versailles can wipe out these 20 yards quickly. Here is the snap to Osborne, fakes the inside handoff, and he's going to sprint out of danger. There he goes on the loose. He's flying down the field outside the hash mark, numbers far side in front of the Anna bench, and he scrambles for about 20, and he picked up the first down right at 20 yards.
Wow. He's really good.
He makes such great decisions,
oh,
Chuck.
Goodness. I mean, that cut he just made was great.
It is first and 10, Versailles, and a 15.
I don't know, I'm glad I'm not coaching him, because you got to stay wide. But if you stay wide, you don't put any pressure on him. He can stand back there and throw the ball.
21-6, Versailles, striving for more. Osborne in the spread will take the snap at the 20, does, and he feeds Bergman from the slot. Bergman scooting around the near side, cuts it sharply against the grain, angles inside the 10, dives to the 5. Line of scrimmage right there at the line to gain. Goal to go, I think, for the Tigers.
Yep.
Marker across the way reads 2, but I don't think it's correct.
Well, hopefully when the official looks back at it, he'll change it.
4:58, 4:57 left to go, third quarter. 21-6 in favor of Versailles. Ball marked for play right at the 5. It is first and goal. Boy, Anna went from, or I should say Versailles, went from a first and 20. And in 2 plays, goal to go at the 5. It's Garrett, left tackle. Somebody touched him. That was about it. He's free all the way to pay dirt. Touchdown romp by Garrett. He bear hugged that ball tightly and bulldozed into the end zone. 21-6, or I should say 27-6 in favor of Versailles over Anna late in the third. So Anna scored and the Tigers marched.
Yeah, the first and 20, and he picked it up on one play, got the first down.
PAT try coming here for Garrett. This to make it a 22-point spread. Kick is up and away. Looks true. It is center cut. 28-6 Tigers over Anna. 4:34 to go, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to one of our fine sponsors, which has been with us now for about a year. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Kickoff by Versailles. Hauled in. 6-yard line by Shappy of Anna. Gets a block outside the hash mark to the numbers. Running hard toward the Anna bench. Spilled up around the 35. First and 10 Rockets from that point.
He fumbled, but luckily fell on it.
Bring it up to the 35-yard line. 31-yard return.
Yep, we've been doing business for over 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. That's Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. Deb Kubo, the owner and stylist. Additional stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling, Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. 28-6 for sales, 4:25 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Shaken up player for Anna, helped off to the far side. Columbus Grove 17, Bluffton 3. That's a Northwest D6 regional championship game. So it looks right now, if the scores hold here and there, for sales would meet Columbus Grove in a state semifinal at Wapakoneta. Inside handoff, Anna Osborne running to daylight beyond the linebackers, and he darts over the 45 to the 47. Blitzing ahead, Zach Osborne with a nifty 12-yard advance before being caught on the play by someone from the secondary for the Versailles Tigers. Coming up to make the tackle was Michael Osborne, the quarterback for the Tigers.
Plays the safety position back there.
And he's got a big pick in this game. Oh, my, did that ignite the Tigers in the second quarter? Anna was down 7-0 and marching. Here's a pass over the middle in dangerous territory. Intended receiver for Anna, bracketed by two. Fine hit on the play by the Tigers, 7 yards downfield. Incompletion, second down and 10 for Anna from the 47.
Well, that was Heitkamp, and he almost got him killed. There was three defenders around that pass.
A hard jolt applied by inside linebacker James Schmidtmeyer of Versailles to cause the breakup. Second down and 10 for Anna. 47 of the Rockets, 3:47 to go third quarter. Anna down by 22. Short drop by Shappy. Oh, he throws it right to a Tiger defensive end who dropped it. It was Schmidtmeyer, and he had a 6-point touchdown right in front of him. It was a pick six on a silver platter.
They keep throwing that slant, and that time Schmidtmeyer just jumped into the lane and just waited for it. I'm not sure how he dropped it.
He read it well. Third and 10 for Anna. Line of scrimmage for the Rockets. The Anna 47. 3:43 to go here in the third quarter. Third and 10, Anna. Anna down 28-6. Man in motion across the formation. Chappie feeds Osborne, nothing inside. Takes it wide into the Anna bench. Versailles strings the play out. It goes for five. Fourth and five, Rockets. Four down territory from the 49-yard line of Versailles. Call it a gain of four. More like fourth and six. 3:32 to go in the third. Marion Local now up over Ansonia 21-0 in the third quarter in a D7 regional championship game. Fourth down, six for Anna at the Tigers, 49. Little pressure. Chappie throws near side to Heitkamp. Heitkamp fakes the hook and lateral. Doesn't give it on the play to Osborne. Heitkamp instead keeps after catching 3 yards short of a first down and runs for seven or eight more. A Tiger player shaken up. Good play call by the Anna Rockets. Well done. Pass to Heitkamp. Faked it on the play to Osborne. Played good enough for first down yardage down to the 39 of the Tigers. That was the Wisebridge play of this quarter. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Locally owned and operated Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. We provide the latest up-to-date technology and support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank committed to providing people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. Chappy to throw, fakes left, looks right, floats it near sideline, caught, dead run, receiver at the 25, scoots all the way down inside the 15, Jacob Taylor upset at the 14. Good fake in the offensive backfield by Chappy, who looked off a couple of receivers and found Taylor on the near side. About 15 yards downfield, good dash after the catch.
And the key is, like you said, he's looking downfield. He's not just taking off running. He keeps his eyes down the field. He's had two really nice throws.
First and 10, Anna inside the Versailles 15. Here is Chappy, swing pass, left flat, Osborne open field. Tigers pursue, and they race him down at about the line of scrimmage. He might have picked up one at the 13. Foot race to the perimeter. And Versailles got the job done.
I'm trying to catch the number. I see it better. That was number 9. That was
well done on the play, but Joel Garrett.
Joel Garrett. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's hard to see the numbers on the front.
2:09 to go, third quarter, second and 9. Anna, 13-yard line of Versailles. Tigers lead at 28-6. Anna trying to cut the deficit in half. Here comes pressure. Chappy to the end zone. It's high and behind Heitkamp. He was available 7 yards deep in the end zone. Boy, if that is lower down where only Heitkamp can get to it and not a defender, it's 6.
Heitkamp's having a tough night, man. He has taken a couple of shots.
And he's been nicked up off and on during the season.
He's such a great athlete.
Mm-hmm. Minute 54 to go here in the third quarter. Anna's got to get a touchdown on this drive, or the Rockets are in serious trouble. It's bad enough right now, down 22 for Sales. Blitzed Anna with a 21-point second quarter. They've traded scores here in the third. Anna missed its extra point. A minute 54 left, third quarter, 28-6 for Sales, third and 9. Chappy deep drop, handed it off. It was thrown back to Chappy, who throws to Ofterhauer. Leaping stab, leaping stab. 6 yards deep in the end zone. What a catch by Ofterhauer. Little trickery by Anna in the offensive backfield as Chappy gave it up, got it back, and threw it from way back at the 21 or 22-yard line. It was Osborne who took the shovel and then just shoveled it right back to Chappy. And on the receiving end, Ofterhauer was guarded, and he made a nifty reception.
He was well guarded that time. What a catch.
Anna's got to go for two, down 28-12. Minute 47 to go in the third quarter. Tigers in the lead. Chappy 8 yards behind the line. Fakes to Osborne. Chappy rolling right. Fires. Heitkamp a bullet around his knees. Grabs it. 1 yard line. And falls over for the 2-point try. It's good. Versailles 28, Anna 14. A minute 47 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts.
carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Oh, serving the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. Bouncing kickoff by Anna down to Levi Bargie, who takes it short at the 25, and he plows back up the middle of the field, 40, 45, 50, gets a wave of orange jerseys behind him, stays on his feet all the way to the 40. What an answer by Versailles, which has tremendous field position after 8 points for the Rockets. First down, Tigers, 40-yard line of Anna.
Bargie not only had the best return of the night, did it without a shoe. He had to go back and get his shoe.
Anna tackled the right foot, but not his left.
that was a heck of a run right there.
Well, it sure was, but Bargie, that flipped field position just like that. Versailles on the plus side of the 50, but 10 yards at the Anna 40. A minute and a half to go, third quarter, 28-14 Versailles. Michael Osborne, toss sweep to the left to Garrett. He gets ahead of steam up. There he goes, bulldozing to the 35. Stays on his feet and trudges to the 30. Anna finally sits on him at the 29. It's good for 11.
16th first down of the game for the Tigers.
Barker Insurance, a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Versailles to the line of scrimmage, a minute left in the third. Osborne to Garrett, there he goes again. He's got a hole between right guard and tackle. Oh, he runs low to the ground. Strong leverage, super forward progress. And he barreled for 8 from the 29 to the 21. Second down and 2. Tell you what, that's as hard a running offensive back as we've seen all year. Right behind him would be Osborne.
They're kind of a mirror of each other.
Yep, Garrett's got a little more size. 23, 22 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Play clock says 14-13. Second down and 2 at the end of 21. Garrett again, gaping cavity. He puts his head down. Look at him surge. 16, 15-yard line. 10 seconds left here in the third. Barker Insurance. Stop by Barker on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, or call at 937-492-1857 to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Third quarter closes out. Versailles 28 and a 14. Tigers driving on scoresbroadcast.com.
Looking for work? Let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, you can choose from many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who can earn $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion has 20 offices statewide, including Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. In Sydney, Spherion is at 213 North Ohio. Go to applyohio.com and register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, an amazing career starts here.
Here we go. We start the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna trailing Versailles 28-14. Goffney Furniture and Mattress, West Michigan and Sydney, a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. First and 10 Tigers, 15-yard line of Anna. Short drop by Osborne. It's a quarterback draw. But it is submarine by Anna at the 16. Oh, what a hit on the play by Anna.
good tackle in there by Alex Puppelman, who submarined Osborne, second and 11 at the end of 16.
Looking at the stats here, that is only the second negative play that Versailles has had this evening.
Yeah, they've got so much forward progress, constantly advancing the football for positive yards. The run game sets up a very productive, well-timed pass game. Offensive line is a seasoned group. Osborne with great speed, and we got a pre-snap penalty at the 16. I think it's on Versailles. Minute gone, fourth quarter. 28-14 Tigers, who now back up to the 21 of Anna. Again, Goffney Furniture, huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Goffney Furniture and Mattress on West Michigan. Goffney family owned and operated, four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, West Michigan in Sydney. Big blowout sale going on now at Goffney. Here's a toss sweep to the right to Garrett. He picks up ahead of steam. He gets the edge. He's on the edge. Look at him go. Zipping down the sideline. Blitzing to the 10, the 5. Untouched. Touchdown for Sales. Beautifully blocked. 21-yard run to Pater.
My goodness. That was a key because of 28-14. And it gets a stop here.
Right.
They have a chance to make it a game, but that was a backbreaker right there.
What a touchdown. I think it was Garrett who got
Garrett,
the corner
yeah.
turn, and he's out there to kick the PAT.
They have 245 yards on the ground now here.
That's massive. It is a bone-crunching ground attack displayed by the Versailles Tigers. Garrett has been a workhorse, and he's on the field here now for the PAT.
Well, they haven't thrown a pass here in the second half.
Kick by Garrett. Yes, he's got it inside the left upright. 35-14 Tigers, a minute 15 gone, fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Ensuing kickoff by Versailles by Bolin. It's a good one all the way down to the 10. Eichamp tries to catch for Anna, muffs it. It goes back inside the 10 to the 6. He scoops it up. He's managing to get it out to the 19. Good coverage by Versailles. Anna starts first and 10 inside the Rockets' 20-yard line.
Yeah, they're at the 14.
I'm sorry. I missed it by 5 yards. Minute and a half gone here in the fourth. It is Osborne. He is being hemmed in at the 15-yard line, squirming to maybe the 17. Give him a couple. Second down and 8. Coldwater trails Liberty Center now in a D5 regional championship in Northwest Ohio. 14-7, Liberty Center over Coldwater in the fourth. Salina 24, Hamilton Baden 19, late in the third. Springfield has tied up Dublin Kaufman 14 all in a big Division I regional championship game. Second down 8, Chappie feeds Osborne right up the gut to the 18-19. Versailles gives up ground grudgingly. Columbus Grove still leads Bluffton 17-3. Winner this game
would meet the winner of that game. Right now it looks like Versailles and Columbus Grove in a state semifinal at Wapakoneta next Friday night. 9:24 to go here in the fourth. Anna confronts a third and six, trailing by 21. 19-yard line. Chappie looking, has a wide-open receiver near side of the field. Oh, what a catch by Heitkamp at the 34, turns. Griesdorn belts him. My mistake, I said Heitkamp. I think it was Taylor instead.
It was Jacob Taylor, yeah. What a way to hang on to the football, young man. He got clobbered.
That was a super play by Taylor. He absorbed the hit from Griesdorn. Taylor amazingly clutched the football, secured it, didn't give it up. Reception good all the way out to the 38-yard line. Fine throw by Chappie over the outstretched hands of linebacker Bargy. 8:46 left in the game. Anna down 35-14. Taylor in motion. Fake by Chappie in the middle to Osborne. Deep throw, off to Hauer. Numbers, near side, wide. The ball thrown toward the boundary. Back shoulder attempt. Good coverage.
Griesdorn.
Griesdorn manned up on after hour. Second down and 10. Clock stops. 8:35 to go in the fourth. 35-14 Versailles.
He is such a good cover corner. That's so hard to find in high school. This kid, you cannot get a completion against him.
Tigers have got, I think, 15, 16 picks on the year. Versailles plus 8 on the season in the takeaway turnover category. Second down, 10 yards to go for Anna. Osborne gets the nod, meets resistance right up the back of a couple Tiger linemen, and those defensive players stuff him. Pick up a 1 to the 39.
Dominic Bargy.
Third and 9 for Anna, 4 down territory, line of scrimmage. The Rockets 39 as we near the 8-minute mark here in the fourth. 35-14 Versailles. Quarterback Chappie features three receivers, trips to the right. Chappie looking left all the way. Now middle of the field, dancing, still dancing, uncorks it, out of bounds. 7:50 left to go. 35-14. I'm not sure why the clock continued to run, but the ball was lying out of bounds, and 5 more seconds went by the board.
Maybe the clock operator has to go to the bathroom.
21-point differential. Fourth quarter score, Liberty Center 14, Coldwater 7. Anna with a 4th and 9 from the Rockets 39. You can expect the linebackers to come here. They are. Here's a Chappie flip to Heitkamp. And then Heitkamp throws it right back to Chappie. 10 yards behind the line. Nothing doing for Sales. Smells it out. Sniffed by the Tigers, who swarmed that play back at the 34-yard line. That trickery by Anna didn't work. For Sales takes over. And that, for all intents and purposes, is the ball game.
I like the attempt. They had a shot, but there was nobody deep down here, and the defensive line was not fooled at all.
No, too much penetration quickly by Versailles to disrupt the action in the offensive backfield. Just not enough time for two pitches and a forward pass. And after two shovels, Chappie was covered up. Versailles will run the football, first and 10, taking over on downs at the Anna 34, second down 8 at the Rockets 32, final 7:23 of this game. We'll try our best to keep you abreast of scores. Again, Coldwater down 7, midway fourth quarter, 14-7 to Liberty Center. That's a D5 regional championship game.
Marion running away from Ansonia now, 35-0 in the fourth quarter.
Yep. Kirtland, a final score, 42-0, running clock over Mogador. Here is Francis running to the left. Counterplay for Versailles. Then he cuts it back against the grain and slices ahead for a good advance of a dozen down inside the 25 to the 23 of Anna. 6:47 to go here in the game. 35-14 Tigers. who won the regular season clash 41-14. Touchdown here would almost make this score identical to the season match. Only a successful extra point would stretch it to 42. Versailles won the game at Anna back in late September, 41-14. Here's the ball dished to Garrett. Ball carrier for Versailles is stood up at the 24. No gain. Second down and 10. Nolan Wilt on the stuff for Anna. Down to 6 minutes to go here in the fourth. 14 all tied. Dublin-Kaufman, Springfield, Division I shootout. I think that game's being played in Hilliard. Versailles Tigers milking the play clock, which is down to 15-14. Scoreboard at 5:45 left in the fourth. Bluffton has scored within seven now of Columbus Grove in the fourth quarter at 17-10. Play action by Osborne. Uh-oh, wide open receiver. Only mistake Michael Osborne has made tonight as he overthrew a wide open receiver at the goal line who had the Rockets beaten by 5 to 7 yards.
Well, he did. What a great fake that was. I didn't catch the number of the Rocket, but he put Osborne on his butt as he threw the ball, and I think that's the reason he overthrew it.
I'm not sure if that was Watron who had shaken free in the secondary for Versailles, but he was by his lonesome. Third down 11 for Versailles at the Anna 24. 5.5 to go in the game. 35-14 Tigers. Toss sweep to Garrett. Good penetration over the line of scrimmage by Anna. They slow him down and flip him on the ground for a short loss at the 27.
Nolan Wilt, and boy, he got through there and tossed him.
A couple of fine plays in a row by Wilt. Fourth down and 14 for Versailles, which appeared tentatively to line up for a field goal attempt, but coaches up here in the booth say no, and they're going to go for it. Fourth and 14, 27-yard line of Anna. 21-point lead, Tigers, 4:50 left in the game. Osborne looking left. Oh, he's going to have to run with it. He scrambles. He beats the linebacker at the 20. Look at him go. Breaks a tackle. Makes a man miss. 3-2-1. Knee touches down. Maybe a yard shy.
Wow.
Spectacular run by Osborne. I tell you what, Chuck, I think at times he tries to get corralled behind the line of scrimmage on purpose. It looks like he allows himself after 4 or 5 seconds to get boxed in, close to being sacked behind the line. He knows what he's doing. He sees an alleyway every time, and then he just takes off like a blur. He flashes right through it and turns a 7 or 8 yard sack into a big gain here all the way down to the one. Goal to go over Sales, just over four to play in the fourth.
That's a penalty.
Looked like a man in motion way before the snap, and it's called.
Well, they only had 10 on the field.
Yep. Garrett got out there late and was clearly moving forward in the offensive backfield, wasn't nearly set. New line of scrimmage, the six. 4:06 to go in the game, 35-14 Tigers. Ball marked for play at the Anna 6. So it's Garraway and Kirtland in one D6 state semifinal, and Versailles against Columbus Grove or Bluffton in the other one. That's a 17-10 game. Grove leads Bluffton in the fourth. Tigers to the line of scrimmage. Osborne under center. Gives to Garrett. Look at him ramrod his way. Left tackle. Powering end zone. Touchdown, Tigers. And that matches the regular season score of 41-14.
Wow, he just, the sea parted. Nobody touched him.
He's a horse.
Yeah, he's really good.
A workhorse.
Osborne's really good. Watron's really good. Bergman's really. They got a heck of a football team.
And the Versailles Tigers play pretty daggone stout defense to go along with it. Here is the extra point try by Garrett. He is looking for his
sixth in a row tonight. That one sails left, and it's curving. No, he overcooked it. And there we've got our regular season count of 41-14. Tigers lead by 27, matching the regular season score between the two on the last Friday in September. 3:39 to go here. Versailles Tigers ahead of Anna by 27 points on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Kickoff return by Anna from the 11 to the 27. 3:34 left in the game. Versailles in the lead, 41-14, matching the regular season score of the homecoming game at Anna. That one also won by the Tigers, 41-14. Timeout called, first and 10, Anna, from the Rockets, 27. When we return, Versailles on top, 41-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
First and 10 Rockets from their own 27. A pass play from Chappie to Chappie. Good enough for 8 out to the 35. Second down and 2 with 3:28 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here is Alex Chappie back to throw. Dancing, nervous feet, sprinting out to the right. 7 yards behind the line. Finds a receiver late on the boundary in front of the Anna bench right at the 50. First down.
That was Osborne. Nice catch.
Osborne came back toward the quarterback. Nice ad-lib move. And Alex Chappie hit him on the button. Play to the 50. First and 10, Anna. 3:18 to go in the game. 41-14 Versailles. Chappie throws over the line of scrimmage. 4 yards downfield at Heitkamp. Wrapped up immediately. Bear hug dropped at the 46. Modest gain of 4. 3 minutes left to go in the game. 41-14, Versailles in the lead over Anna. Again, Columbus Grove 17, Bluffton 10 in the fourth. Winner of that game plays Versailles next Friday night in a state semifinal. Chappie, a 6-yard drop, retreats, throws toward the first down marker, no good. Out of bounds at the 38-yard line. Clock stops. 2:48 to go here in the fourth. Tell you what, Chuck, this Anna Rockets team is pretty young. A lot of players coming back. I think I counted 6-7 seniors on this football roster. And so many of the playmakers come back.
There will be, I think, three key offensive linemen that will have to be replaced. 2:48 to go here in the fourth. Third and six, Anna. Chappie, open receiver. Yes, Oftrehauer catches at the 36, runs down to the 30. Is it ruled a catch? I thought his knees were on the ground. Ball came loose eventually. Maybe he coughed it up on the way to the ground. Versailles signifies we've recovered, and the referees say so.
Well, it looked to me like he was down, but the ball did come out. So I'm certainly, they were a lot closer than I was to the play.
I think he had made a football move and looked like a catch.
Oh, he had the catch. I just thought he was down before the ball came out. But like I said, they were a lot closer.
And on his way down, Versailles wrapped him up and got an arm in there and stripped it out. And just before Oftrehauer hit the turf, it was pried loose by the Tigers. 2:40 to go in the game. 41-14 lead. Anna, three timeouts left. Versailles, two. Tigers run a play over a left guard. Garrett Bucks for a couple from the 32 at second down and eight. Anna Rockets, Alex Peralta, a senior, Colin Elliott, a senior, Caleb Kenton, a senior, Jacob Taylor is a senior, continuing to look through this roster, couple of linemen, Alex Puppelman and Jonathan Valentine are seniors, Lane Howell, a senior key offensive lineman, as are Anthony Garrett and Mason Hughes. Those are seniors for the Anna Rockets, playing their last football game on the gridiron in an Anna uniform here tonight. Minute 53 to go, third down and seven, coming up for Versailles from the Tigers 34. Versailles leads at 41-14, matching the regular season score, which was 41-14. Scoreboard here at City Memorial Stadium posting a late fourth quarter score, 17-10. Columbus Grove over Bluffton. Coldwater now in trouble, down 17-7 to Liberty Center in a D5 regional championship game. End sweep by Versailles is good enough for a first down. Productive run over the 40, all the way out to the 47-yard line for the Tigers. That is a first and 10 for Versailles. I think that might have been Schmidtmeyer on the run. He carved out a big gainer, 3 yards shy of midfield. A minute to go in the fourth quarter. Versailles Tigers advancing to a state semifinal against Columbus Grove or Bluffton. Grove was up by a touchdown late in the fourth. State semifinal at Wapakoneta next Friday night, as Versailles in game 14 advances to 12-2, win number 5 in a row for the Tigers. The loss suffered by Anna tonight ends a 5-game win streak and ends Anna's season. Rockets had reeled off 5 in a row. Anna was hot, again victimized by an early game trip to the red zone, which did not result in points. Same thing happened in the regular season when Versailles shut down Anna on an early game advance into the red zone. Again tonight, Anna had a chance to go in the lead, 7-0 at the start. Didn't get it done. Anna was stopped at the 1 after Anna had stopped Versailles at the 4. As the teams traded turnovers on downs, Versailles struck for 21 points in the second quarter. Final margin of difference is 27. We'll return in a few minutes to wrap it up. Versailles Tigers win this regional championship in D6 over Anna, 41-14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allenbaugh agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allenbaugh Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenbaugh agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenbaugh can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenbaugh Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at AllenbaughInsurance.com. That's AllenbaugH. Let Allenbaugh go to work for you.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association presenting regional championship runners-up honors to the Anna Rockets far side of the field. Anna faces its crowd. Versailles victorious 41-14. Well-balanced attack from the Tigers on offense. They run it so well, setting up timely passes. So many weapons in the run game, featuring Michael Osborne and Joel Garrett. Osborne, the quarterback, very speedy, and he has got a very good throwing arm and a bevy of fine receivers. Again, Versailles complements that well-rounded offense with a stout defense, and it was on display once again here tonight. So you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Take advantage of major price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools and receive free granite countertops for your kitchen with the purchase of solid wood raised panel cabinets. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Your one-stop shop for home improvement is Jackson Center Pro Hardware, where we make buying hardware easy. Versailles Tigers, a force to be reckoned with again. Last score we saw was 17-10.
That's the last one.
Columbus Grove over Bluffton late in the fourth. Versailles plays that winner at Wapakoneta next Friday night in a state semifinal. 27-25 late in the fourth. Salina
just kicked a field goal to take the lead. They had they were up 12 points most of the game, and then they came back, and then they were down, and then they kicked the field goal to take the lead. Had to be late in the game.
And how about Springfield in Division One? Two fourth quarter touchdowns to lead Dublin Kaufman 21-14. Elsewhere in D6 in the other part of the state, Sugar Creek, Garaway, all over West Jefferson, Kirtland, clobbered Mogador. So Sugar Creek, Garaway, and Kirtland play in a state semifinal next week. Other state semifinal in D6, Versailles against Columbus Grove or Bluffton. Chuck, take it away. A look at numbers offensively. Versailles, a juggernaut, equally as good on defense.
Well, they only threw one pass in the second half. They didn't have to. They ran the ball 36 times for 301 yards, 6 of 10 for 69 yards, 370 total, 20 first downs in the game, and they did not turn the ball over. And on the other hand, they ran the ball 27 times for only 112 yards. He was 21 of 29 for 215 yards, 327 total yards for Anna for the game. They were right there. 14 first downs, two turnovers, one really big turnover in the first half on the interception.
Needless to say, Versailles defended the quarterback, or I should say the tailback of Anna, Osborne,
far better than Tri-Village did last week.
I think you and I could have defended him better than Tri-Village did last week. And looking at the Clancy's players of the game for the Tigers, Michael Osborne and Joel Garrett, I think that's a no-brainer.
Yep.
On the other side, Alex Shappy, best game I've seen that young man have, and Nolan Wilt.
And Alex has got a senior year ahead of him. Nolan Wilt is just a sophomore.
Yep.
Those are our Clancy stars of this game, won by Versailles. Final score 41-14. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak Machine Tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in Southern and West Central Ohio.
And thank you so much, all the staff and associates at Knox Machinery, including Jerry Garrett and Nick Meyer from Fort Loramie. Shout-outs to both of them and to everybody at Knox. Fine sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We appreciate you.
Keep abreast of our website, scoresbroadcast.com, S-C-O-R-E-S, broadcast.com. Scores, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. It appears as though we will have high school basketball for you. Girls action next Friday and Saturday nights. Broadcast time somewhere around 5 or 10 till 7 o'clock. These varsity tilts don't start at defined times. May start as early as 7:15, maybe as late as 7:35 or 7:40. All depends on the flow of the junior varsity game and so on and so forth. But keep tuned with us next Friday and Saturday evening around a quarter of 7 or so, between a quarter of 7 and 7 o'clock on Friday night. The Fort Loramie girls host Miami East on Saturday night. The Rushi girls entertain Minster.
Wow. See, that's a nice start to the basketball, for sure.
Yep, sure is. It'd be a lot of fun. And all of that action on Saturday night, next weekend, will be well after the Ohio State-Michigan game at noon.
Yep, it will be. And I'll either be a really happy guy or I'll just be sullen as I sit there either way.
I thought it was a little odd the way that all ended with Harbaugh in Michigan.
I'm sorry. They've got, and you Michigan people out there listening, sorry. You got a cheater as a football coach, and you got a guy that
in basketball that hit a guy, another coach, in the handshake line. What is that? I mean, how can Michigan allow that to be? They're such a class university, and boy, they'll tell you that every time you talk to them. They don't seem to do that with their sports.
And this football episode came to a halt much more quickly than I thought it would.
Right. Well, they fired their linebacker coach today because they found out that he had gotten rid of evidence in his computer.
So they passed the buck. Final score, Versailles Tigers 41, Anna Rockets 14. Still checking the scoreboard. Don't see a final yet.
They haven't given us.
Columbus 7. Grove 17, Bluffton 10. Just a few minutes left in the fourth quarter of that game. Versailles would play Columbus Grove. If Grove hangs on, that would be at Wapakoneta next Friday night in a D6 state semifinal. Again, Marion Local pulled away. Breeze passed Ansonia 48-0 in a Southwest Ohio D7 regional championship game. And at last report, Salina led Hamilton-Baden but two late in the fourth. Springfield was in front of Dublin-Kaufman thanks to two fourth-quarter touchdowns, 21-14 late in the fourth.
And Salina scored again, and they've pushed theirs out to a two-score advantage.
Aha, there you go.
Columbus Grove final 17-10. Thank you, Scott.
That is Versailles' opponent next Friday night at Wapakoneta. That's a D6 state semifinal at Wapak next Friday evening. Versailles Tigers, a class act, worthy opponent for Columbus Grove.
Absolutely.
This Tiger defense is stout.
Yep.
Offense well-rounded. It can throw when it has to. And it's got speed. And in Osborne, who's got the quick legs at quarterback, you got the pounder in Joel Garrett.
You got quite the combination. You got great receivers. The offensive line does a wonderful job, and their defense is outstanding. So, I mean, that's a combination to win.
Yep. Brilliant balance.
Yeah. And if you want to listen to Versailles next week, it'll be on the Tiger. You'll be able to listen to them. So, switch back and forth.
Good season for the Anna Rockets. I ran down the seniors several minutes back. Fewer than 10, but a number of major contributing seniors who will be missed, but a lot of young talent returns for Anna for the football campaign in 2024. Anna closes out the year with a mark of 8-6. Five-game win streak stopped tonight as Versailles wins it by a final tally of 41-14. Thanks to all of our online listeners tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm sure we had close to 3,000 of them. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Keep abreast of the website, scoresbroadcast.com, for our upcoming schedule of high school basketball. It begins next Friday and Saturday night with girls' games from Fort Loramie and Rushi. For our listeners, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying good night from Sydney Memorial Stadium. Versailles 41, Anna 14.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC
Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.